On day one, the vaccination process, we saw so many actually participate in this entire process. 29 lakh people registered. Well, we've got four people who actually are joining us who got their vaccination today. Sangamitra Ghosh went to Batra Hospital for a jab over here in Delhi. There's Love Kumar as well. There's Anil Kumar Upadhyay, and there is Sanjay Kala. Let me go across to Sangamitra first. Were you nervous before the injection? Were you optimistic? Are you relieved?
No, I was excited and I was relieved because there's no other way to conquer this pandemic except through vaccines.
Anil Kumar Upadhyay, could you give us, share with us your experiences? All right, we don't. All right, Sanjay, Mr. Kalap, let me ask you that question. What was your experience like today?
In fact, I was excited from last 10 days. I was calling doctors when we can get the vaccine done. Then they said that maybe on the first you might get it. And as we were excited and I wanted to start it as early as possible, so we get it done today in the morning itself. And we are four brothers and all four brothers did it today.
Sangamitra ji, did you register on Cowin or did you just go and for a walk-in?
No, I registered on the Cowin. I had opened the Cowin website 5 minutes to nine because I knew that after 9 o'clock there'll be lots of hits. So I registered on the Cowin. But I didn't get any message from the hospital, so I had to ring them up and find out that what is next.
All
And
right.
then they told me I could come over and get my vaccine.
Love Kumar, how difficult or how easy was the process for you?
Oh, it was not at all difficult, and in fact, we have been waiting for it. We have practically, you know, we are all senior citizens of group over here. We have been just locked up for about 1 year, so we were just eagerly waiting, and I was very happy to have a vaccine today.
Mr. Love Kumar, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. No, I just therefore wanted to go across to my other panelist. Mr. Sanjay Kala, can you hear me? All right, fine. So just got your names mixed up. My apologies. Mr. Kala, how difficult or how easy was the day for you? And were you well informed when you went to get your injection? Did they tell you, did they give you a medicine to say if there's a, you know, I mean, if you're in any pain or anything, just take this pill? Was there anything like that?
No. In fact, we talked to the doctors there, and they said that we can get it there. And registration was not done. In fact, there was some problem in the, I think,
In the app.
in the app in the beginning. And even at the hospital, it was not being registered at the time instantly. They put it on the paper, I mean, on the register properly, and said that they will register it later on. But the process was very smooth. And they asked us to stay for half an hour at the hospital itself. And after half an hour, we didn't find anything, so they allowed us to go.
Ms. Ghosh, how long or how big were the queues? How long were the queues?
There was not much of a queue. There were about six, seven people in the queue, but then their site was not working. So there were some technical glitches. So it took me about half an hour to register over there. And then once that was done, I just had to walk in and take my vaccine.
So,
After which I was asked to wait for half an hour,
right.
and then I could leave.
Right. And so, Mr. Kumar, what, on the 1st of April is when you're going to be getting your second dose, is that right?
Yeah, I think even before that, I may be going on 29th or 30th. They told me after 4 weeks.
Okay. So, are you relieved, Mr. Kumar? Do you feel relieved at this stage getting it? I mean, that you've had to wait, finally, it's out. One dose is out of the way.
Yeah, I'm very much relieved because I think I can go back to a normal life. For about the last 1 year, I've been physically locked up inside my house.
So, Mr. Kala, what is the message to people who are hesitant?
In fact, everyone has got a logic behind everything. When we have seen that more than 1.5 crore people have already done over, and all those people are directly related with the medical field, and nothing has happened, so it is quite safe. I mean, we can presume it is quite safe to go for it. And that is why we didn't wait even for any other day. Like generally people say that you should wait for 2 days or 5 days or a week and see how it is happening. But we are seeing that from 1.5 month, everyone is having the doses and nothing is happening.
Right.
So we can logically say that everything is safe and we should go for it.
So, Ms. Ghosh, have you confronted people who, you know, friends or anybody else who've said they don't want to take the vaccine? I think we all have.
Yeah.
What is
I
your
think
message
most people
to them?
Are very positive. Yeah, most people are very positive. And I think most of my friends are all going ahead and they want to take the vaccine so that they are safe. And we can, I also want to take it because I want to travel and visit my children in the U.S. So I'm waiting for the second dose. And as soon as I get that, I'm going to be off.
Well, I hope you have a safe journey over there after you get your second dose. That will come up in the next couple of weeks. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us.